I can start.
You can start.
Yep. Rest in peace to one of the greatest character actors American film has ever seen, Harry Dean Stanton.
91 years old.
91, and he was still working a couple years ago.
We'll talk about that.
If there's a screen, a movie, and a chance to talk, they are there. Cube Critics.
So let's talk about some of his roles.
Before we do that, let's define character.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, it's one of these terms we throw around, and I'm not entirely sure what it means.
You know, it's not the lead. It is somebody that you can depend on to have, to imbue a minor character, a supporting character, with real gravitas, with real meat to the character.
And these character actors can also, they can really lift a film. I mean,
sometimes
they're only on screen for a matter of minutes out of a 90-minute, two-hour-long piece.
Yeah.
And you just add that certain something which you go, well, maybe this actually has some substance to it.
Like Revolutionary Road, Michael Shannon. He's only in one or two scenes, and it's supposedly this movie about the dissolution of a marriage among beautiful people played by Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. And Michael Shannon comes on and as this neighbor, friend of the son of a neighbor. And
oleaginous.
And the movie just gets filled with life. And you don't always have to be scene stealing. And that's what I wanted to talk about with Harry Dean Stanton, how he fit into the movie Zandi's Bride. This is an early 70s film. And he had been working for a long time at this point, but he had been in...
It's fascinating. If you look back at his filmography, I mean, it stretches back decades and decades.
Yeah.
And he started off doing, like, cowboy TV stuff.
Yeah, because there was a lot of cowboy TV stuff. There's Have Gun, Will Travel,
Bonanza.
Gunsmoke, Bonanza, and he was in those. He'd show up for one episode. He's never one of the major characters, but he'd just show up and he's just regularly in rotation. So he is a working actor. He had a good gig going on. But then in Zandi's Bride in the early 70s, I think 74, it's by Jan Troell, who made The Emigrants and the New Land about... Scandinavian immigrants coming to Minnesota, in fact. And then he made Zandi's Bride starring Gene Hackman and Liv Ullmann as a man who... Gene Hackman is a man who mail orders a bride from Minneapolis, and she arrives, and instead of being the 20-something-year-old he wanted, she's a haggard 32-year-old Liv Ullmann. And he is disappointed at how old she is. Anyway, he needs to learn how to shape up. But it's also about the community around, and Harry Dean Stanton is one of these guys, and he just fits in perfectly sometimes you look back at sci-fi movies or westerns that were filmed in the past, and they kind of look like the 1950s, or, you know, they look the time that they're filmed, and there's something timeless about this movie and Harry Dean Stanton's look in it as one of the other settlers in Big Sur along the coast. It's gorgeously shot. It's got this patina to it. And it also has other incredible character actors. Susan Tyrell, who is nutty and, I mean, just unnerving to see on screen always. Mm-hmm. And Eileen Heckert playing Gene Hackman's mother, who's trying to get him in shape. And it's a fantastic movie. And he just seems to... be living in the 1870s. He was perfect for it.
He just fit in. The thing about Harry Dean Stanton, though, is that he has looked about 60 since he was, 15 or something.
Yeah.
He has that remarkable look to him, very, very scrawny, very, very skinny. And occasionally you would see him done up like he's in the Missouri Breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's bald. He's got a shaved head. And you go... Wow, is that really him? It's remarkable. I'm going to kind of break a little here. We'd like to talk about movies that you can see at home.
Okay.
But this is relevant because the other day, actually just a few days before he died, I talked with John Carroll Lynch, who is the director of a movie called Lucky, which is coming out next month.
Okay.
And it is the...
I give you permission to speak of this movie.
Okay. Although I'm not really going to speak much about the movie. I'm going to talk about what John Carroll Lynch told me as the director of Harry Dean Stanton, which was quite fascinating. Now, this movie, you'll be hearing a lot about it. It's essentially a movie about Harry Dean Stanton, even though it isn't about Harry Dean Stanton. It's about a 90-year-old atheist facing death. And it's Harry Dean's story, because he was someone who talked about everything being predestined, and he was completely living in the moment all of the time. And the thing that John Carroll Lynch said to me, which I found fascinating, was that Harry Dean Stanton didn't act. He never acted. He refused to act. What he did is he went and he lived in this story. He was, I mean, he would follow the script and everything, but we would just go in and live it. And he said that kind of poses a few problems as a director. But the movie is quite remarkable. And it's part of what's remarkable is he's utterly fearless. He actually shot it when he was, you know, a spring chicken of 89.
Oh, whatever.
And there are breathtaking moments of him showing himself as an old man. And, you know, an old man who really doesn't give a rip about many things, although a deep thinker. And when you have not stared at a human body, I think, until you have seen a 90-year-old man doing his morning exercises in his underwear. and I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also just, oh man, look at that. You're just riveted.
Okay.
But we're talking about movies that you can watch at home.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Seven Psychopaths?
No, I didn't.
Which was kind of the Martin McDonagh follow-up to In Bruges.
Which I loved. I loved In Bruges. So I don't know why I haven't watched Seven Psychopaths, but I haven't.
Yeah, well, but it's he has a part in it. And he actually, when he is first introduced into the film, the conceit is that there's a struggling Hollywood writer is trying to come up with a great idea for a script, and he comes up with this idea about someone being pursued by seven psychopaths. And unfortunately, he ends up
being pursued by seven psychopaths.
It's, you know, this is a classic Martin McDonagh type thing. And one of the psychopaths he comes up with is the Quaker psychopath, played by Harry Dean Stanton. And all he actually does in his part, you know, expands later on, but at the beginning of the film, all he does is he stands and he stares at this man who, in the story, has supposedly killed his daughter. And
who killed his daughter?
The Quaker is staring at a man, a murderer.
Okay.
Who
is the Quaker Harry Dean Stanton?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And this murderer has supposedly reformed after a long time in prison and having found religion. But all the Quaker does is he keeps turning up and staring at him. And to the point where the guy actually commits suicide. And then it gets really weird after that. But just Harry Dean Stanton's... This section goes for maybe 5-6 minutes. And having Harry Dean Stanton stare at you, I mean, he does not say a word. It is just mind-blowing. And then he does something which blows your mind even more, but...
That'd be giving away too much.
And it, but
you
it,
just
it,
like staring at Harry Dean Stanton doing exercises. Harry Dean Stanton staring at you.
But
okay.
But he could act. Seven psychopaths.
Good. The Green Mile.
Yes.
So this is Frank Darabont's follow-up to The Shawshank Redemption, which is beloved, and like The Shawshank Redemption, it's a adaptation of a Stephen King book. And it's got, again, like Xandy's Bride, it's a character actor feast. You've got David Morse, you've got Graham Greene, you've got James Cromwell, and Harry Dean Stanton steals the movie by being the only, it's the only levity in the movie. He is a crazy killer who is in the electric chair because it's set in, it's set on a, on death row. And yeah, I'm not a big fan of the movie. It's just such a, it took its mysticism so seriously, and it has that, you know, the magical Negro character who, while Michael Clark Duncan is great, it's still one of those tropes that drives me and many people crazy. And Harry Dean is a breath of fresh air, and you kind of wish that he was in there more often or they used more of that attitude. He is obscene, he is cackling, and the entire movie, like, it just comes to life around him. So in Xandy's Bride, he fades in to the cast and fades into the environment and works there. And in this, he just pops out and grabs the movie by its throat for just a moment, makes you laugh, and then it's done. He's fantastic in it, and I can't imagine anyone else being as funny as Harry Dean Stanton in this. It's obscene and gross and wonderful. And almost makes seeing The Green Mile worth it.
What a great sales job you
have. I know, I didn't do a good sales job. If you can just see that scene. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really work unless you see the rest of the lugubrious heaviness of The Green Mile around it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how much you can go onto the internet and just find scenes that he has done.
Yeah, you can.
And, I mean, there is the scene...
You've already talked about two movies. You are you going to try to talk about another?
Wait a minute.
You talked about Lucky.
No, I know, but you can't see that.
And you talked about Seven Psychopaths.
Alien.
Okay.
Let's just
briefly talk about Alien. Okay.
And this is a character who basically says one word.
He
says it over and over. Right, yeah, right, right. And the rest of the crew makes fun of him. But then he is one of the early sacrifices to that just terrifying alien being. And he... It's all basically he's looking for a cat that has got lost in the depths of this kind of increasingly terrifying spaceship, and you're not quite sure if what's dripping from the from the ceiling is condensation or acid spittle from
it's not a very clean ship to begin with.
It's not
even
a very
before
yeah,
the
yeah
alien
they've
arrives.
Been in there for a while and. He doesn't say much. I mean, he's just talking to the cat, and it is so terrifying because you know what's coming, and he realizes near the end what is coming.
Yeah, right.
And even as we kind of see the him being stalked by this alien queen, it's just remarkable.
And again, like The Green Mile, but in a movie that's incredibly. Like a nearly perfect movie, Alien is. He is the little moment of levity that's just the right amount. It's not someone coming on and yucking it up that breaks the movie, you know, and pulls you out of it. It's just the right amount of black humor and makes you smile a little bit before Ridley Scott scares the pants off you.
Yeah. So we didn't even speak about Paris, Texas.
We did. You know, that was one of his lead roles. There's Pretty in Pink. He was fantastic. We didn't discuss the fact that for many years when I was a young teen, I didn't know which one was Dean Stockwell and which one was Harry Dean Stanton. I always got them mixed up. You know, they both worked with David Lynch. They both were on forever. They both had Dean in there.
Yeah.
So many great films. But I, without reservations, say Xandy's Bride. And... Green Mile, you know, he's just so great in it that it's worth sitting through the rest of the Green Mile-iness of the Green Mile just to see his rip-roaring scene.
Yeah, and Seven Psychopaths, if you really care about people who...
I want to see it. I don't know why I haven't seen it. I'm going to see it. I swear.
Obsessed with getting their Shih Tzu back, which is what they are anyway.
And you can watch Alien once a month. And it wouldn't be too often. So if you've been seeing it within the last month, why don't you watch it again.
And watch out for Lucky.
Okay.
Coming out soon.
Thank you, Yoon.
Thank you.